AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The eclipse has started. It can be seen over the South Pacific as the moon starts to cover up the sun. People from Mexico into Texas and all the way to Maine are in place to get a look. But astronomer Jake Foster has a reminder. You need to watch with proper eyewear.
The sun's UV radiation is capable of destroying the soft tissue in the back of your eyeballs. It's not very nice. It can cause severe and sometimes permanent damage to your vision.
Eclipse totality will last about 4 minutes and 28 seconds in certain areas. Weather may hamper eclipse viewing. Clouds are expected in Texas and elsewhere, but sunny skies are expected in northern New England. Israeli troops have withdrawn from the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis. People are going back there to assess the damage to their property. The White House says trucks carrying humanitarian aid entered Gaza more than on any other single day since the start of the Israeli-Hamas war. National Security spokesman John Kirby says,
"We'd like to see the flow in the very, very near future get up to between 300 to 350 per day."
The increased flow of aid comes as President Biden last week issued a blunt warning to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that future U.S. support for Israel's war depends on the swift implementation of new steps to protect civilians and aid workers. In a video message, former President Donald Trump says he believes abortion limits should be left up to states, declining to endorse a national ban after months of mixed messages and speculation. The Vatican is declaring gender-affirming surgeries and surrogacy are grave violations of human dignity. A new document from the Doctrine Office puts them on a par with abortion and euthanasia as practices that violate God's plan for human life. President Biden is traveling to Wisconsin today to announce details of a new plan to help more than 30 million people with their student loan debt. This is AP News. Gas prices are going up.
Gas is about $3.60 a gallon today. That's 20 cents higher than a month ago, up about 6 cents just in the past week, says the AAA. If you're driving in California, it's an eye-popping $5.35 a gallon. What's going on? Well, AAA spokesman Andrew Gross blames tension in the Middle East and Ukraine's renewed attacks on Russia's oil infrastructure. They've spiked oil prices recently, he says. And demand is up, says the Energy Information Administration. The AAA points to that and the rising oil prices as the culprits, saying those two things together will likely move pump prices higher. I'm Rita Foley.
The men's college basketball championship will be decided tonight in Phoenix. Defending champion UConn takes on Purdue. The Boilermakers have two-time AP Men's National Player of the Year, Zach Edey. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.